there. It looks like you're awake again. What's wrong? Are you having trouble sleeping? Oh, that's too bad. Listen, I'm on duty tonight and you're my only patient, so I can keep you company if you like. Is there anything I can get for you? A shower? Oh, I don't know. The doctor said you should stay off your feet for another day or two. And there's no one here to help me get you in and out of bed. I can't move you all by myself. But I could give you a sponge bath. I know it's not quite the same as a hot shower, but I'm sure you'll feel more relaxed afterward. It should help you get to sleep. Does that sound okay? Great. Give me a few seconds to get my stuff, and I'll be right back. Okay, I'm all set. Let me help you get out of that gown. No, don't sit up. I'll roll you onto your side and slip it off. You need to move as little as possible after that surgery. There. I'll get started now. We'll just start here on your chest. How is that? The water's nice and warm, isn't it? I'll do your arms now. First the right one, and then the left. And now I'm moving down to your stomach. And now just a little bit lower to, oh my, you seem to have a little bit of a boner popping up there. Oh, don't worry about it. I don't mind. I have that effect on most men. It's these low-cut tops they make us wear. I can't help but practically spill out of it. Big boob problems, I guess. And it's okay. You don't have to pretend you don't notice my breast. I want you to look if it makes you feel relaxed. But I think I better skip over your groin area for now. We wouldn't want you to, you know, make a mess while I'm trying to make you all nice and clean. I'll just move down here to your feet. Maybe by the time I work my way back up, you'll be a little more composed. Is the water still warm enough? Good. I'm going to wash your calves now. And now your hips. And now I'll move in here between your legs. And, well, the situation doesn't seem to be improving, does it? But I really do need to wash your penis. Do you think you will ejaculate if I touch it? You're sure? Okay, I'll wash it for you, but if you feel like you're going to ejaculate, I want you to tell me so I can stop, okay? All right. Just try to relax for me. I'll load up this sponge with a lot more soap and water. How are you doing over there? You've got a funny look on your face. You're not going to come, are you? Okay, I'm going to trust you. Okay, I'm going to do your testicles now. I'll be gentle with them. Wow, these are pretty sensitive, aren't they? I think your penis is harder now than when I was washing it. You must really like having your testicles played with. Okay, I think I'm all done. And unfortunately, your erection is harder than ever. I think we're just gonna have to accept the fact that your penis is extremely horny, and there's no point in waiting for your erection to go away. Just out of curiosity, was it my cleavage or the washing that made you this hard? A little of both? Well, I can't say I'm surprised. I do have great tits, and a little hot soapy water must have felt really nice. But we're going to have to find a creative way to get rid of that boner. I don't think you're going to get much sleep at all if you've got a hard, achy penis to contend with. And with your arms as weak as they are, I don't think you'll be able to take care of this on your own. I probably shouldn't even say this, but would you mind if I helped you out? You know, with your hard penis? Since you can't use your hands, maybe I could use mine for you. I've never done anything like this for a patient before, but I can see how much discomfort you must be in. Why don't I hold it in my hand for a minute, just so you can see how it feels? Wow. It's even harder than it looks. I can feel it throbbing too. It doesn't hurt when I touch it, right? What about when I squeeze it? And when I grip it even tighter? It still feels good? Okay. I'm gonna give it a few slow strokes now. Still good? Good. You just lay still and enjoy this. I'm gonna take such good care of you and your heart penis. After all, I'm an excellent nurse. It's my job to make my patients feel good. And if that means jerking off a young man who just had a double shoulder surgery, then that's what I'll have to do. Is it okay if I massage your testicles with my other hand? I think that might help you ejaculate a little faster. No, don't do that. You need to stay still. Thrusting your hips up like that and humping my fist, it might feel good now, but you'll be sorry if it causes your stitches to rip open. Is there something wrong with the hand job? Do you want me to do it faster? Maybe grip you a little bit tighter? Okay, but my hands are getting a little tired. I don't know how much longer I can keep this up. Especially if I stroke you even faster. How does that feel? Do you think you might be able to ejaculate soon? Why don't you try looking at my tits again? That's right. Look at my big tits while I stroke your penis. Think about how nice it would be to touch them. Just suck on them. Are you getting close now? No? Oh, damn it. My hands are almost worn out. Sorry. I need to stop for a minute or two. My hands need a rest. I'm sorry I made you so horny. I feel like it's my responsibility to make you ejaculate now. I just wish my hands and arms weren't getting so tired. You know, I don't have to just jerk you off. I could suck on your penis instead? Would you have a problem with that? No. I know how to give a good blowjob. I promise you'll like it. So, is that okay with you? Thanks. I think you'll really like this. I'm gonna suck you slowly, but I'll use a lot of tongue. Relax, baby. This shouldn't take long. I said, don't thrust like that. Just focus on how my tongue swirls around your penis while I suck it. See how good that feels? Blowjobs don't have to be fast and slow. Sweet and slow is always better. At least they are when you spend as much time licking the tip as I do. You're throbbing harder now. Are you about to ejaculate? Just let me suck it out of you, okay? I don't want you to shoot your semen everywhere. Just come in my mouth and let me swallow it for you. Very good. That was a big load of semen. You must have really needed that. Oops. Looks like there's just a little more coming out of the tip there. That should be all of it. Now, I want you to try and get some sleep. You look much more relaxed than you were earlier. I think the sponge bath really helped. I'll check back with you in a few hours. If you still can't sleep by then, I'll have to think of another way to make you relax.